The Battle of the Fans. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. The Student Advisory Council of the Michigan High School Athletic Association is a 16-member group of high school 11th and 12th grade student athletes from around the state, which serves to give young people a voice in the association's affairs and to come up with ways to educate and engage students. This year, the Student Advisory Council wanted to conduct a sportsmanship campaign which would motivate and engage student cheering sections from around the state in a positive way and created the Battle of the Fans, which reaches the conclusion of its competition this week when the MHSAA staff will pay a visit to Petoskey High School to watch the Blue Crew in action, followed by voting which will take place next week on the association's Facebook page. 19 schools submitted videos to be considered for the award, which the Student Advisory Council narrowed down to 5 finalists. MHSAA staff have visited the 4 schools already and have reported on those visits, replete with videos, on the second half, the newest feature of the MHSAA website. The videos of the student sections in action can be viewed on the second half and on the MHSAA's YouTube channel. Here's a recap of the stories you can find out about the other 4 finalists in the Battle of the Fans on the second half. You can get to the second half by clicking on the graphic on the homepage of the MHSAA website or get there directly at secondhalf.mhsaa.com. The Ram Nation at Rockford High School consists of about 500 students, about 20% of the school's enrollment. The group began following a suggestion from a parent which had noticed inconsistent crowd support from the students at games. The Nation used that as motivation to be in the crowd at every home event. In Battle Creek back in November, Rockford was playing in the Class A volleyball finals in Kellogg Arena at the same time as it was facing Detroit Catholic Central, just a few blocks away at the legendary CW Post Field in the Division I football semifinals. The Nation beat a path back and forth through downtown of the Surreal City to support both squads. Reese may be a small town in Michigan slum, but the Rowdy Rockets put on their school spirit big time when it comes to supporting their teams. The Rowdy Rockets are helping to pack the place on Basketball Friday nights, which was organized just over a year ago. Over 150 of the 350 students at the school are engaged in this cheering section. A typical night for the Rowdies involves a fan tunnel for its team to make its entrance onto the floor, a mad dash to take up seats on the floor at halftime to give equal encouragement and appreciation for the Reese Palm team, and a class-by-class tug-of-war competition at halftime. They want their actions to be a sixth man in supporting the team and a pure show of leading by example. Heading back over to the west side of the state, there's no downtime at halftime if you're in the student cheering section at Grand Rapids Christian High School. It's all cheering all the time. The Eagle Nation kicks things off with the ever-popular Go Bananas chant just about as soon as the halftime horn sounds and follows with something from each class. And the night the second half was there, you needed sunglasses because the theme for the night was neon. Organized this year, the Eagle Nation has given some organization to a student cheering section at Grand Rapids Christian Games. The group has a Facebook page to communicate with, and they're already conducting training for 8th graders in the school. They want to use the Nation to be an example of their faith. They want to portray themselves as young people of character to visitors to their school. Our very first stop on the Battle of the Fans tour was in Frankenmuth. Michigan's Little Bavaria is well known for its chicken dinner, so what would you expect of the Eagles cheering section the night we were there? How about a 250-person chicken dance? It was German night when our second half crew made the trip, which had been preceded by Superhero Night and Christmas Night. Singing and dancing is a staple activity and everyone is invited. Of our finalists, the Eagles are also the most experienced group, having been around for several years. They are so entrenched in the culture of the school that the weekly in-house televised school announcements include a 15-minute segment teaching various cheers. About half of the student body is involved on any given night, and they also like to get the visitors involved. The Eagles played a game of Red Rover with students from Marysville during a volleyball match this fall, and every game is followed by a post-game handshake with the opposing students' cheering section. The voting on the MHSAA Facebook page will run from February 20th through the 23rd. After that vote and a discussion by the Student Advisory Council, the winner will be announced on February 24th. And video clips from all 5 finalists will be shown during the girls and boys basketball finals at the Breslin Center at Michigan State University in March. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.